This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
If that tawbah is sincere, then not only will it be deleted, but your bad deeds become good deeds. Your bad deeds become good. These days are the best days of the year. And someone may ask, well, what about the last 10 nights of Ramadan? And there is a simple answer to that. These days are better than the last 10 days of Ramadan. And the last 10 nights of Ramadan are better than these nights of the 10 nights of Dhul Hijjah. So it is the day that is better here. And that is what we need to know. In these days, what should a person do? How should he gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeing that these are the best 10 days? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْدُودَاتٍ. And remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the limited days. So to mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, مَا مِنْ أَيَّامٍ العمل الصالح فيهن أحب إلى الله من هذه العشر. There are no days that are better to do good deeds in than these 10 days. And then they asked the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَا الْجِهَادُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. And neither struggling in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is that not better than working in these 10 days? Then he says, وَلَا الْجِهَادُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. And not even struggling in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِلَّا رَجُلٌ. Except for a man. خَرَجَ بِمَالِهِ and وَنَفْسِهِ فَلَمْ يَرْجِعْ بِشَيْءٍ. Except for a man who left his home with his wealth and his life, and he did not return with any, either of the two. So a person who goes out struggling in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he had his wealth, he had his life, and he returned with none of them, meaning he didn't even return. Allahu Akbar. What does that tell you? Your acts of good deeds in these 10 days are of great value. And what does shaitan want to do to us? He wants to distract us. That's all his job is. So instead of inviting you, instead of allowing you to come to the masjid for salah, he'll tell you, but just finish off this that you are doing and then you can go to the masjid. By that time, you find that the salah has ended and it is over and you can't come to the masjid. You want to give out a sadaqah, a charity during these 10 days. What does he do? He tells you, you know what? Money is a bit tight at the moment. The economy is difficult. So if you take it out, you won't have enough for yourself. الشيطان يعيدكم الفقر ويأمركم بالفحشاء. Shaitan, he promises you poverty. And he tells you to commit immorality. والله يعيدكم مغفرة منه وفضلا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he promises you forgiveness and he promises you increase in your wealth. What does that mean? You take out that sadaqah. You give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if you are going through challenging times, take out something that you can afford to give. Take out something regardless. Why? Because you are showing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I believe in your promise more than I believe in the promise of Satan. Satan has promised me poverty if I take out from my wealth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised me increase and his forgiveness I will take out. And I will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. رَغْمًا لِلشَّيْطَانِ وَرِضًا لِلرَّحْمَانِ. Condemning the devil and pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we take a look at Hajj, and we take a look at the sacrifice, and we take a look at the pelting of the jamarat, the stone that is a depiction of the devil, it's not actually the devil itself. So, when you stone that, what is it? رَغْمًا لِلشَّيْطَانِ. You are condemning Satan. You are condemning your desires. And رِضًا لِلرَّحْمَانِ. You are pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Away with Satan, and here I come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, pleasing Him. So don't let Satan distract you in these 10 days. Even as you go about your daily activities, one of the greatest things that you can do that is mentioned in the hadith, At-tahleel, la ilaha illallah, wa-takbir, Allahu Akbar, والتحميد and الحمد لله, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the things that Ibn Umar and Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu would do, they would go out into the marketplace and raise their voices with Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. What does that do? What is it? It's at-tahleel, La ilaha illallah. It's takbir, Allahu Akbar. It's tahmeed, Alhamdulillah. You're doing all three in one. And you're raising your voice in a place where people are engaged in the worldly desires, running after money. So it's a special place to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in. Someone may say, but we live in a country that is not Muslim, it's not Islamic. So if I go into the marketplace and raise my voice, then people will look at me with a strange eye. What is this man up to? What is he doing? Well, in that case, if it's going to draw great attention to you in a negative way, raise your voice as much as you can hear yourself. At least you are that beacon of light amongst all of these people. They are all going about their daily activities heedless of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what happens? There is a beacon of light shining to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal amongst all of these people. Because most of us, in these countries, we don't get holiday for these days. We can't say we are free to now go and engage in ibadat the whole day. So one of the greatest ways, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Say this, repeat it over and over again. When you declare, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, what are you saying? I'm engaged in my business. I'm buying, I'm selling. But Allah is greater. And I know that in my heart. La ilaha illallah. There is no being worthy of worship except Allah. Allahu Akbar. I declare the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again. Wa lillahi alhamd. And to Allah belongs all praise. Despite everything that's happening around you, you acknowledge in your heart. You remember. And your heart is being purified with this dhikr. Someone may say, when does the dhikr start? And this is an argument that you see people having online. Hey, when does the dhikr start? Does it start at the first day of Dhul Hijjah? Or does it start on Yawm Arafah? And the reality of it is, there are two things here. One is the general takbir, which starts on the first day of Dhul Hijjah. As soon as Dhul Hijjah kicks in, you begin your takbir, you begin your tahleel, you begin your tahmeed. And then there is a specific remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we should do after the salawat. And you will find people raising their voices. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. It starts on the day of Arafah and it ends on the last day of Ayyamut Tashriq. That is when it ends. That is a specific dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is done after the salawat. But there is nothing wrong. Once the days of Dhul Hijjah have kicked in, you begin with that takbir. Then we have fasting. Fasting is amazing because the fast is something that you are constantly engaged in despite doing other ibadat, despite going about your daily activities. It is like your iman, except that, of course, with iman, it never ends. It stays with you. But the fast from the time you begin to the time you end, you are in the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now, when you go to your salah, it is pleasure over pleasure. It is pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, like how you have an envelope. And when you place something, money, say, let's say, in that envelope, then there is something that you have wrapped it in. You have wrapped your ibadah in something special. And we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loves the fasting person. As-siyamu li wa ana ajzi bih. He says in the hadith Qudsi, fasting is for me specifically, and I will grant that reward. So the first 10 days, all of them, are worth fasting. But if you can't, and you find this difficult, then at least the day of Arafah. The day of Arafah is a day in which if you fast, the sins of the previous year and the year to come are compensated. All of the minor sins are compensated. So fast that day. Fast that day. Who would want to miss out on an opportunity where the year before and the year after you are being told your sins are being wiped away? Don't let it go. Fast that day. And the last thing that I'd like to remind myself and yourselves of is tawbah. Wiping your slate clean. And this is the thing that you should begin with in these 10 days. If your 10 days have passed and you continue into Eid and there is no repentance, there is no forgiveness, there is no change in your life, then why do you even say, تقبل الله منا ومنكم? May Allah accept from us and you. What are you making a dua for? Is it a dua for something that you haven't done? There are no good deeds during these 10 days that you have engaged in. There is no tawbah. There is no turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why are you even making this dua when you greet your brother yawmul eid? Taqabbalallahu minna wa minkum. Except what? What have you done? So don't let these 10 days go, my dear brother, my dear sister in Islam. Don't let them go. Engage in as much good deeds as you can. And wipe your slate clean with Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. What does it mean to wipe your slate clean with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It means to seek forgiveness for everything that you have done. Everything. Anything wrong in my life, ya Allah, I'm coming to you seeking your forgiveness. And I want to start my life anew and afresh. And this is the prime message from Hajj. One is Tawheed, oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And two is wiping your slate clean with Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. You see, we sometimes commit sins and we make mistakes. And then we seek forgiveness for that sin and for that mistake. That is different. That is tawbah khasa. That is a special tawbah for that sin. And here we have a tawbah that is known as tawbatun nasuh, where it is all encompassing. You're going to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, Ya Allah, all of my life, whatever I have done, how many ever sins I've committed, I know you are most forgiving. I know you are most merciful. So here I am turning to you, O Allah. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu tubu ila Allah tawbatan nasuha. O you who have believed, seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Repent to Him a sincere repentance that encompasses all of your sins. And then perhaps you and the haji with the accepted hajj are returning with a heart that is the same. Why? Because the haji that goes intending Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his hajj is accepted, raja'aka yawmi waladathu ummuh, he returns in the manner that the day his mother gave birth to him, sinless, nothing. Your slate is clean. Here you turn to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. You seek sincere forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything. رَجَعَ كَيَوْمِ وَلَدَتْهُ أُمُّهُ. He returns in the manner that his mother gave birth to him. Why? التَوْبَةُ تَجُبُّ مَا قَبْلَهَا. Tawbah deletes everything before it. Your past is gone. Begin with a new slate, a clean slate with Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. And I give you glad tidings. If that tawbah is sincere, then not only will it be deleted, but your bad deeds become good deeds. Your bad deeds become good deeds. So now everything bad that you've done, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. Except for the one who seeks forgiveness and he believes and he does good deeds. So that is the one whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changes his bad deeds into good deeds. He changes his bad deeds into good deeds. Who will you find that will treat you in this manner? Your mother, your father will not treat you in this manner. But Allah who created you will. Turn to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us and grant us the ability to turn to Him and grant us the ability to be sincere with Him. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.